Hello, good morning. This is Hilda. It's been a while. I have just been on a hiatus and I'm almost ashamed to do this podcast, but I will. I've had so many things going on. Under another business name, I am a filmmaker and soon to be a talk show host on YouTube. And there's just so many things going on. And I also decided to yank off the Hilda Shoulder website because I had a lot of stories there, and quite a few people told me that it was a fertile ground for other people, other filmmakers to get resource ideas, film ideas. So, you know, I just did an assessment and appraisal of the website, and I felt that so much was going into it and not as much was coming out of it, and I took a decision and pulled the plug on it. So Hilda Shoulder is just basically going to be on social media and here podcasting, at least for now, until I decide maybe to do something else with Hilda Shoulder. Okay, so let's just jump right into the topic. I draw the inspiration for today from what I just said, which is basically doing an assessment of a situation that you are in and then taking a decision and sticking to it. So we find ourselves in relationships that are less than, and I'm talking to those people who are in relationships that are less than what they would have preferred. You find yourself in a relationship where you're just hanging in there because you fear that if you let go of the relationship, you will not find somebody as good as who it is that is not actually good for you. So my advice is that you take the plunge. Sometimes, let me use this analogy. If you had a lot of rocks in your hand and somebody perhaps wanted to give you notes or coins, money, there might not be enough space for you to receive the notes or the coins because your hand is full already. And that's how it works out pretty much in relationships that are not gratifying. You find yourself in a relationship that is not going well. As a human being, we may try to patch it up or panel beat it to make it, or to make that person who it is that we desire. And if we make a few attempts by bringing it up as a discussion, this is what I would like from you, and this other person is willing, I think it's, of course, you should make a few tryouts, maybe once or twice, or probably three times. But if the behavior of the other person or the attitude of the other person remains the same, it's time for you to go. The thing is that if you don't let go of a bad relationship or a non-gratifying relationship, then you possibly would not have room to develop a good one. And you know, you can't tell which one is going to be good unless you actually date somebody, or unless you go the friendship route and just have an open mind and be friends with, you know, a few people, and then whichever of them appears to be ticks some of the boxes of the kind of person you want to be with in on a romantic level, you know, that's the person you can give a chance. So it's a very short podcast just to say you don't have to go ahead with something that isn't working. There is no such thing. I don't believe that there is any such thing as that one person for you. There are many people for you. You know, I'm not saying you should date many people per se, except that's your thing. But my point is, it is not cast in stone that it is that one person who, by the way, is not making you happy, that must be your beginning and your end. Open up yourself, join some, if you have an active community gathering or so in your area, your state or your country, it's a good time to join. If you're a Christian or a Muslim, you can also join in maybe some of those clubs, things, singles groups, or you know, just different groups, so that you can meet people. Because most of the time we're afraid we won't meet new people because our circle is small, and you're just worried that it will take a while. I think it's better for you to take a while before you get a worthy partner than for you to be in forever and forever sadness or madness or depression with somebody that really isn't worth your while. So what else can you do? I mean, this is the age of social media, internet and all that. You can jump on any of those relationship platforms and put yourself out there and be found. Some women like myself are a little bit old-fashioned about not being the one to go look for men, but things have changed. And if you don't say I am, nobody will say thou art. That's the way it works. So just put yourself out there and keep your eyes open and just be yourself. There's nothing as bad as being somebody else so that somebody else can like you. Just be yourself and hopefully you'll attract the kind of person that you want. At least the kind of person that will tick some of your boxes, if not most of them. But some is still, you know, good enough. All right. I hope I podcast pretty soon, and I hope you have a lovely day. Bye for now.